guys, did you see that dadgum video? Do you know that I posted that video on Twitter on Saturday? It's got 1.5 million views. I mean, usually, man, to get a, you know, you get 5,000 views or maybe 10,000 views on a Twitter. That's a big deal for me. But that one got 1.5 million views. And then another one I did just a few hours after that got 1.7 million views. We're talking about way over 3 million people were actually plugged into our social media. And I just want to celebrate that because that's something that Jesus did. It's not something that I did. But one of the things that Jesus definitely did was set the people free in Venezuela. They are well on their way to being set free in every way a person can be. And God started that, and he's faithful to accomplish that which he has begun. Hello, friends. Troy Brewer here, coming at you strong, guys. This is episode 107. It is January the 6th, which makes it Patriots Day. Woo! Woo, 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 woo. I bless you in the name of King Jesus, including all of my January 6th friends from all over the world, including my good friend Jenny down in Luckenbach, Texas, and her friends that actually live on her amazing piece of property. And man, we celebrate you and we bless you and we call you blessed. Devil tried to kill you, but not today, devil, not today. I also want to give a great big shout out to all my friends that are watching from all over the planet Earth. I was just looking over here. Mm-hmm. So many people. Robin in Phoenix, who's on her way to Sprouts because she says she's got the flu. All right, I pray for you in the name of Jesus, and I rebuke the flu in the name of Jesus off of you and just declare the Spirit of the living God is with you. We just remove that thing. And Father God, I thank you, Lord God. I declare that Robin is healed in every single way. And God, she's a friend. She's a partner. Come on, church all over the world. Let's all pray for Robin that she is completely healed of the flu. No more flu. The flu does not belong to you in Jesus' name. Now, Father, release your angels for the performance of your word in Jesus' name. I love that. And then also, I want to say hello to Tanya Sawyer, who's in Kodak, Tennessee. Tanya from Liberty Hill, Texas. Kelly from Yukon, Oklahoma. Sharon from Nebraska. Michelle from Vermont. Darren from Columbia, and a host of friends, including Barry, including Brandy, including Julie. I call you guys blessed.
Berlin, and, Germany.
Berlin is in the house. Mm-hmm. New Zealand is in the house. Look right there. Leslie from New Zealand. Aww. Hey, man, we bless you. What an honor to have you. I don't know that we've ever had anybody here from Germany, from Berlin specifically. Mm-hmm. Lucille is here from Botswana. Oh. Lucille, we bless you in Jesus' name. What a great honor to have our friends and partners and family from all over the planet Earth. What a great honor, man, to have you with us today. Yeah, I see people from Florida, Portland. Yeah, just keep them coming in. Guys, if you guys are watching on Facebook, if you'll start hitting the hearts, if you'll start doing that, and when you see something you like, man, just start hitting those things. And if you are watching on YouTube, if you will subscribe, if you have not, and join the over 200,000 people who have done that, for my friends that are watching across my Twitter feed, if you would please like this as well and make sure that you're following me on Twitter. And then finally, for my friends that are on Rumble, man, I don't even know how you sign up on Rumble. I don't even know what you do on that. I spent an hour on the phone last night with Graham Allen, who is like he's the Rush Limbaugh of Rumble. And I got to spend some time. I actually prayed with him last night and call him blessed. Just like I call blessed old Brandy Joe, 4,500 from North Dakota. Man, I bless you. The frozen tundra of North Dakota. I'm going to be in North Dakota here in a couple of months. I go up there three or four times a year, and I'm going to be up there in your neck of the woods, and I'll let you guys know about that. Yeah. So Warrior Michelle 57 says, yeah, I was like the ninth like. Way to go, man. We call you blessed. Thank you, man, for doing that in Jesus' name. Well, so several people are saying that they're watching on both. They're watching on YouTube and they're watching on. Yeah, just do whatever you can do to get plugged in today.
You're going to.
Canada is in the house. Oh, Canada. Oh, Canada. I will be in your neck of the woods. And anybody else that wants to go with me for our annual bear hunt in northern Manitoba. And if you want information about how do I get to go on one of those hunts with Pastor Troy and hang out with them for a week as we have encounter with Jesus and as we test ourselves out in the middle of nowhere. And also, we spend a bunch of times fishing. I'm talking about best fishing. Guys, I have fished in the Amazon. I have fished literally all over the world. I mean, I have fished everywhere. I all over. And I want to tell you, there's no better fishing anywhere on the planet Earth that I have ever experienced than northern Manitoba, Canada. That's my favorite place to fish. And if you're into pike and if you're into walleye, it is absolutely ridiculous. Dixie Lee Russell says, what about access hunts? We have those out at Redemption Ranch. We sure do. We have got, we've got the best access you ever saw out at Redemption Ranch. And I encourage you guys, if you want information about any of these hunts, call 877-413-0888. If you want information about Redemption Ranch, or if you want information about anything that I do, including these hunts, go to troybrewer.com, or you can actually call the number. My goodness. Joining me here today is the lovely and gracious, one of my daughters, somebody I'm so proud of, Miss Rebecca Tamayo is here today.
Pastor.
How are you doing?
It's been a good day. It's great, honestly.
It has been a good
day. It's go, go, go. There's no pauses, for
there
sure.
There is no pauses, and that's a big word for this year.
Yes, sir.
Man, your agility in the future, yeah, I want to say this, your agility and your ability to operate in speed is currency for your future.
Yes.
And that is on us right now, right this second.
Yes.
And just like what we saw over, you know, in one day, we all went to sleep on Saturday night and we woke up and went, wow, Venezuela, look at what's happening in Venezuela. And the war was already over with by the time we woke up.
Nobody knew that was happening. Well, I didn't know.
With that 1.5 and the 1.7 million viewers on those two Twitter feeds that I was talking about, the body of Jesus is being released in Venezuela, which you got to have a kingdom mindset about this. This is not just about geopolitics. It's about the kingdom.
Amen.
And while I respect the geopolitics of it and understand that here in the Western Hemisphere, communists and socialists and Muslims do not need to rule and reign.
I think, like you just said, it's important to be connected and be thinking of it in the kingdom. Isaiah 43, we wrote it down. See, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do
Come
you
on,
not
girl.
Perceive it? So this is not just an event. It's not what the left or the right thing. This is what God intended. And this was long due. Long overdue. There's been videos of families, 90-year-old men that are either in a nursing home and their daughters goes and visit them. And I...
And tell them Maduro has been arrested.
They're in shock.
They're in shock.
They're like, your grandma
so
would have.
Yeah. I have not been able to say this for the past 10 years, but I have been rescuing kids, you and I, all of you partners, all of my partners, all of my precious partners, and everybody that's part of the tribe. We have been rescuing kids and we have been feeding people in Venezuela for at least 10 years, maybe more than that, maybe upwards to 15 years. I've never been able to say anything about it because of the extreme conditions that are there.
Look at these
Are some of our hobbits. these are some of our hobbits there. And I want to just tell you this. I love those kids. And we have to feed these kids. We have to love these kids. We have to take care of these kids.
Praise the Lord.
We have a truck. Anyway, I don't want to go off into it, but we got a truck at the bottom of Mexico that we drive all the way over there. And there's all kinds of craziness that goes on with all that. And so we have trucks in Central America and then going off into South America that do works all throughout Central America and even into South America. But in Venezuela particularly, I got to get back to my tweets I was telling you about, my dadgum posts.
Yes, sir.
I get all this hate. You know, more than 3,000 people said something back, you know, about it. And I would say it's probably 30 to 40% hate.
I saw it.
And did you?
I had to go there and just help you out a little bit. And delete.
Did you help me out?
I'm very kindly delete.
Yeah, very kindly delete.
Not respond.
You're so much nicer than me. I don't know. You know, I don't mind the hate so much as my team does because I'm like, no, I want to hear these idiots speak. I want to hear what will come out of their mouth. And what they say is, oh my gosh, the church has been totally legal underneath that socialist pig. They're in there. I'm like, you don't know what the heck. I worked there. I know what I'm talking about. I know the pastors that have been thrown in the prison. I know the pastors that are living underground. And I know how they have been starving to death. And if the body of Jesus was not supporting them from the United States, nobody in the world would be feeding them.
Yeah.
I know what I'm talking about. I know the guys that have disappeared. Wow. We've rescued the children. People were literally the month of December. The month of December of 2025 was the darkest, most desperate hour for Venezuela that we have ever seen.
Sir.
I'm telling you, Rebecca, it was so bad. I could hardly bear to hear all the stories. And families were selling their baby girls to traffickers for a meal.
Lord Jesus.
Mm-mm. Like, well, we got 6-7 kids. We're going to give up this one child because we have got to feed our family. And we were interceding and we were getting those kids and doing that.
Thank you, Jesus.
But on Saturday, whenever they were all set free, the first thing everybody did was they ran to the streets. Mm-hmm. The second thing they did was they all went and got a phone. And so they're not been allowed to have phones. And for these clowns that get on here and say, oh, there was not that bad. It was not that bad. Yeah. You don't know. You don't know what the heck you're talking about. You really don't know. And you're talking either out of ignorance or you are the enemy, which you are. You have the enemy living within you and you're the puppet of the enemy. And I listen to these clowns talk and I go, you know, there's people that are actually going to believe what they say. I mean, on that over and over and over again, the people went, we asked Grok if the church was illegal. Okay, well, what Grok said was what the communist dictator said. And the communist dictator said, no, the church is allowed here. They were They're not allowed. You don't know what the heck you're talking about. Wow. And so I am happy for the body of Jesus.
I'm happy that we could take a stand and be on his side, on Jesus' team, and make a difference.
Me too.
So, and we're seeing it. Look at those faces. Look at those eating those, that
food. Look at those babies. Yeah, well, we've been feeding them. We've been taking care of them. And we've been, these babies, I'm just going to tell you again, these are hobbits. These are babies that would have gone to a trafficker because their family was starving to death. And I still can't go into detail on how we rescue kids there, but we do. And I'm just going to just tell you this, guys. If you've been a part of Troy Brew Ministries, you've been helping us do all the things I've told you about, but you also have been helping us in a whole lot of things I haven't ever told you about because of the condition and the nature of the nation that they live in. But I just declare in the name of Jesus, I'm happy that Venezuela has been set free and will continue to be set free. And I think it causes a daisy chain event. And now I'm looking at Iran and I'm believing that God has heard the cries of the Persian church in Iran and he's going to set them free. And I'm believing that and for 2025.
He's moving and you're not going to want to miss it.
You don't want to miss it, man. I want to be with the Jesus program this year, little girl.
Yes, Lord.
This year. I'm not going to miss the Jesus program. Mm-mm. I'm a kingdom man. You are a kingdom girl.
Let's stay connected.
Amen. Well, again, I appreciate everybody
that's watching.
That is watching. There's so many people that are online and so many people that are making comments. Thank you for that. Okay. A big part of today's message and what I'm going to bring to you about has to do with the release of my book today. Today, the third edition of Numbers That Preach. And Destiny Image has put it out. This is what the book actually looks like. It's just
beautiful.
It's just beautiful. And Evan DiDio is the one who designed the cover.
Look at that cover.
Evan DiDio is just something else. He's just so good. Genius. I love Evan DiDio. That's Alan DiDio's boy. He's a grown man. He's in his 20s. And he is just amazing. And this book has a whole bunch of additional things that the first edition and the second edition did not have, including all kinds of craziness. I'm talking about there's a whole bunch of different sections all the way in the back of this that give tons of content that the last two did not. And the first two, I actually self-published. I turned this one over to Destiny Image. And with this, not only, guys, did we release the book, and today is the day that it's actually released. You can get it on Amazon. You can get it anywhere where you buy a book, and you can get this book. But we also released this Bama Jamba.
Wow.
This, my friends, is the workbook. And if you want to do a personal Bible study, it's like a college-level study on the book, on the actual book. And it is huge.
Wow.
And I love this. And then, like, I just opened up the Bible to page 208, which is only halfway through. It's a 400-page book. Whenever it goes through the scriptures and we're talking about the number, let's see, what number? The number 35 is what this is on. And it goes through what the number 35 represents and how it goes through. And like, it gives these examples right here. 35 declares God's grace and revelation, bringing spiritual growth, renewal, and favor. 35 preaches the union of wisdom and grace, producing revelation, growth, and favor from God Almighty. And the examples we give of that is it's wisdom and grace combined. It's Psalms 35. It's divine overshadowing of Luke 1:35, the 35th book, the 35th verse of the book of Luke. Truth in God's wisdom is Proverbs 3:5. Renewal in the spirit, Titus 3:5. Historical turning point, the 35th U.S. president was John F. Kennedy. At the 35, things change, right? And then the breath of God. And I talk about that for quite a bit. And then questions it has, where have I seen God's wisdom and grace combine to bring growth in my life?
Wow.
It takes you through a personal heart check.
I'm 35, so I'm taking that.
Come on, man. Are you really 35?
Mm-hmm. I'm like Raymond. Yeah.
If I was wearing socks, they'd be older than you. What's it like working with old people all day? Not only do you work with me, you work with Shay. She's old.
She's watching.
Is she watching?
She's not old. We're okay. The same age.
She's not old. Y'all are the same age. Is that what you just said? You're going to lie for your friend?
She's my friend.
Yeah, apparently.
We look the same age. Somebody thought we were sisters the other day. So, you know, when you're in obedience, you look.
How does David's prayer in Psalms 35, how does David's prayer for deliverance inspire me to seek God's justice and favor? Where am I actively seeking God's justice and God's favor?
Amen.
It's good. This is
powerful.
I mean, this is it. This is the workbook that actually goes with this. Now, I want to activate all of the open door army all over the planet Earth. All you cats. If you guys have read this book, would you please consider going to Amazon and going to, what's the other place everybody buys books at? What is it?
ODX.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely on ODX. But I'm looking for, what's the other thing, Wayfair or whatever? Whatever it is, I don't know. Anyway, y'all forgive me, I'm old. I don't trust the internet.
We buy audiobooks.
Yep, which the audiobook, the audiobook is going to be coming out in February.
Yes.
That'll be coming out in February. And it is narrated by Pastor Brian Schwartz. Ben is the one that's doing all the editing because these guys were a train wreck in how they recorded it. He was showing me yesterday the 10 billion edits he's had to do through.
Oh my goodness.
It's like,
it's going to be good.
It's going to be good. Mm-hmm. We're working on it to make sure it's really good. So, but with that said, would you go there and would you please write a review? Give me some stars and help people know that Numbers That Preach has changed your life. Mm-hmm. And then if you haven't got the newest edition of that, will you please consider buying that? Because all that goes to helping us rescue boys and girls all throughout the planet Earth. Mm-hmm. And we rescued 908 kids this last year.
Praise the Lord.
That's a lot. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot.
Wow. Look at what God has done.
Look at what God has done. What the Lord has done. Something what I just say all the time. I love that. Mm-hmm. Don't forget, man, if you want to do a personal development Bible study with the book Numbers That Preach, the workbook is out as well. And again, you can find that at odx.tv. You can find that at troybrewer.com. You can buy that at Amazon or anywhere else. Okay.
All right. We got a few announcements before we dive into your new book. With that? All right. So tonight at 7 p.m., we have the after show with Bishop Alan Adillo, and it's where Pastor Troy and Pastor Bishop Alan dive into episode 4 of Dreams. If you have not watched it, I want to recommend that you tune in so your ears could get tuned in, your spirit gets tuned in, and what is God telling you in your dreams? Let me tell you, you're not going to want to miss it tonight at 7 p.m. Also, we have Pastor's new book, and don't forget to comment and share and be a media missionary. If you are just tuning in and you just miss what is happening in Venezuela and you want to be part of it, we want to encourage you to call us at the number below, and you can partner with us. Everything and anything that you sow matters, because this is fertile ground. You can give at odx.tv, you could give at troybrewer.com, or if you like to mail, which I sometimes like to mail, at P.O. Box 3775 Burleson, Texas 76097. Let me tell you that this is a year, there is a shift happening, and let me tell you, when you sow, God does the supernatural. So
please do that. Hey, man, you guys join us. Get in this fight. Stay in the fight with us, because not only do we rescue them, but we also raise these kids. And we have way over 5,000 children under our care, approaching 6,000 kids now. And I want to just tell you, it is a money pit to raise and to take care of kids. You know, I was talking to Pastor Swanamy. Rebecca, do you realize that we, with the kids that we rescued last year, 908, we also paid for over 11,000 psychiatric treatments.
Wow. No, sir.
And those things are expensive.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I mean, these kids had to be with professionals because they've been slaves. Yeah. And they need to know that they're good and they're not bad.
And it's not just saving. It's actually taking care of them and giving them what they need. Like you said, psychiatric.
That's right.
Nobody really thinks about what the trauma. There is a process. The Lord's been teaching me of that. There's a process with us. Imagine a child that has been traumatized, beaten, sexually, whatever, you know, all these other words. There is a process. Not like, hey, let me get you. But we actually get to take them through the process. And I love that what we do here.
We will dismantle what the enemy has done to these kids.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we'll raise them up where they get to be little boys and little girls, and then they get to be teenagers. They get to be young women, young men, and that have the highest potential and mm-hmm. they can reach their highest potential.
We've seen it, and they've come here, and we could testify that they come here and they talk about what happened to them, and look at them now, they're adults.
We're actually going to meet at least five of those people that are now adults mm-hmm. that we rescued when they were kids. They're going to be here at the at the New Beginnings Conference. When wow. the New Beginnings Conference mm-hmm. is coming up, yes. we sold hundreds and hundreds of tickets. People are coming in from all over the planet Earth. There's over 30 states mm-hmm. out of the 50 states that people have bought tickets from. And man, dude, you got to be a part of this conference. It's mm-hmm. the biggest thing that we do all year long. It's kind of like the ODX family or the Open Door family reunion.
Reunion. Mm-hmm.
We do that, and then I release a prophetic word for the year to come. We pray over everybody. We give away tons of resources. Mm-hmm. We have amazing things, but I have five friends that are coming that are now okay. adults. Oh. One girl, she's a world famous girl. Mm-hmm. She works for me and she works with me. She's a rescuer. She is an extraordinary human being. She's a powerful young woman. Oh. And when she was a slave, from the time that she was 12 to 16, it's documented in their court, within her court case, that her body was sold 31,000 times. Okay, yeah. She's going to be with me, and you would never know that. Now, I'm going to let these guys tell their story. She tells mm-hmm. her story all over the world, and she's like, no, I was a slave, and this is what happened to me, and I had no choice. And she was basically just on drugs, high, being used multiple times a day, every single day, for years and years and years and years and years. No hope, no friends, nobody taking care of her, no health. No mental awareness, no nothing.
Wow.
And when you see her today, you will see what a life transform can do.
Yeah.
And what the power of Jesus does.
What redemption.
There's going to be a young man that is with us who is, he was a young man that was in the music industry, and his parents gave over the parental rights of this young man to a music producer, and the music producer sold that young man as a 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old boy to world-famous people all over the world. Kind of a, you know, and he was a famous musician as a teenager. And he was rescued, and God has done incredible things with him. He has since gone on to win The Voice in Mexico.
Wow.
And he is a very famous musician in Mexico today. He's a grown man. I think he's 26 or 27 years old now. And he works with us, and we love him, and he's actually going to be with me. There is a girl that, man, she went through one of the worst things I've ever seen. And besides, I mean, they're all horrific. Mm-hmm. But again, I work with them now as adults. We saw them grow up. Mm-hmm. We helped them all the way through it. And then, man, we saw them grow up, and we see them become rescuers. We see them completely healed. But, I mean, one of the girls that works in our home down there, who I love with all my heart, she is one of my favorite young women on the planet Earth. She just is amazing. She's probably your age. She might be younger than you. Mm-hmm. She probably is younger than you because you're starting to get old too. But she was sold. She was abducted. She was sold, and they put her in a laundromat where she had to iron clothes all day, every day, as a teenager. And they literally put a steel ring around her neck and chained her to the wall. She was chained to the wall for years. She lived on a literal chain. And she would iron clothes. And then they sold her body. People would come in and they would watch her iron clothes and say, yeah, you know, and they would do money deals. And they sold her over and over and over again. And if she didn't cooperate, they would burn her with that iron. And her whole body has these iron burns on her. And you would never know that because she runs around with me now and she rescues kids and she's happy and she raises kids and she loves Jesus with all of her heart. I went to Washington, D.C. and spoke before Congress. She spoke there.
Wow.
She spoke there as well. And she's going to be with me at the New Beginnings Conference.
Good.
And all these people who have been healed, you know, I don't tell all these terrible stories. Mm-hmm. And I'm very aware of them. I know these stories. And this last year, I was a part of over 350 court cases.
Wow.
I was personally a part of over 350 court cases that documented what's been done to my kids and charged the traffickers. Mm. And in some of the court cases, there were multiple arrests and traffickers. Well, I know every single one of those stories. Mm. And I know every single one of those kids. I know those kids. Those kids are my kids. And they call me Papa Troy. Mm-hmm. And I know their stories. I don't tell their stories. There's no reason for me to tell their stories. It's enough that I just tell you that, you know, they were trafficked.
Yes, sir.
But there will be some leftist. There will be some godless person who has a demon that says, you know, trafficking is not that big of a deal. Oh, it's a big deal. Mm-hmm. And the body of Jesus has got to stand against it. And now I'm going to tell you the next thing is this. We have to take on the responsibility of raising these kids. Because you turn them back over to the governments.
Nothing will be done.
They will be turned right back into the same thing
that
they were delivered out of.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And you're like, well, those are third world nations. That happens right here in the United States of America. How many kids that were trafficked are missing out of the CPS system? I'm good friends with Pastor Dave Bryan. I'm actually on his board in California. And I want to just tell you this. That ministry rescued some, they were a part of a big rescue operation that rescued all some 800 children off of a barge in San Francisco.
Wow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where people came from all over the world. They flew into San Francisco. They got on boats and they went out to this party barge where they had all these children, mm-hmm. who lived on the boat and who were just left to the sexual whims of these monsters that would come there and abuse them. That thing was busted. It didn't make any national news. Mm. The news was quiet about it. Again, we want to talk about, you know, I don't know, whatever it is they want to talk about. Nobody trusts the news anymore. Mm-mm. I don't trust the news anymore. We all know that they're a bunch of liars and frauds, and they're actually complicit to these things.
Yep.
And so they got these 800-something kids. When the CPS found out that this organization was taking care of these kids, they came in and busted them. The governor of California came in. They sent the attorney general in and said, no, those kids belong in CPS. Okay, well, nobody knows where those kids are now.
Wow.
Nobody knows. They lost them.
How do you lose?
Yeah, how do you do that? How do you lose 350,000 kids that crossed the border that was under the care of the United States? No, this happens right here in the United States of America.
Lord, help us.
And I have been fighting this thing for 30 years of my life, friends. And I've been bringing the power of the Holy Ghost. And now that you are joining me and you're helping me, you know, we're rescuing 1,000 kids a year now. And, but we are raising them. And that is really where the money meets the road. And we have to raise these kids and we have to make sure that I don't trust any government to take care of these kids. I just don't. It's up to the body of Jesus. And I want to just say this to you. If you've been in this fight with me financially, if you are a member at ODX, if you are stage two or stage three or a lifetime, if you're someone who gives, if you're someone who partners with me, I want to tell you, you're making a difference. Someday Jesus will show you. I promise you. Someday you will stand before Jesus and Jesus will show you and say, look at my kids. And I have the great privilege of actually seeing these kids and seeing them all over the world. I'm going to be in Mexico City here within about a month. I'm going to be in Uganda at the end of this month. And then I'm going to be in South Africa at the end of this month. And that's what I get to do, guys. I get to visit my kids and I get to rescue the rescuers. And that's probably the biggest job that I have, Rebecca, is just making sure that our rescuers are rescued because they're doing the kingdom stuff. Mm-hmm. You went down to Belize this last year.
That was the best trip ever, sir.
And you met our rescuers down there. Mm-hmm. Jadeen. What's her troublemaking husband's name?
I forgot his name, but they were the most sweetest couple ever.
I know they're watching right now. I can't believe I just forgot. Hey, listen, forgive me. I forgot your name, brother. I've known you for however many years, 15 years.
Let me look it up.
I'm fasting. This is day 6 of my fast.
You're doing good.
I am doing good. Mm-hmm. I'm fasting. I'm seeking the Lord, and I'm seeking the Lord, and I'm believing God that he'll grow our partnership this year. I'm believing business for kingdom, and I'm believing that we will make a tremendous difference among the nations. I don't want to just rescue a child, which I'll do everything just to rescue a child, but I want to see nations change. I want to see them changed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I want to see entire generations rescued. And I want to say that. Klaus Frank. George, over here, look at George. Visit me in Uganda. I'll come visit
His name is Craig.
Yeah, Craig.
Craig and JD.
Craig and JD. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Craig. I'm sorry about that. Yeah. Anyway, as soon as I get back from that, I'm going to be going down to Mexico City. Okay. And I am the guest keynote speaker at the International Day of the World Cup.
Wow.
Yep. They're expecting 1 billion people with the B to watch that.
That's one of the biggest, I think.
Yeah, it's me and the ambassador from the United States to Mexico and me. They invited me, and they're giving me 15 minutes to talk about fighting trafficking in Mexico City during the World Cup.
Wow. What a time to be alive.
What a time to be alive, man.
Hey, Pastor, so you're doing
it. As soon as I get back from Uganda and from South Africa, I'll be going to Mexico City and be doing that. I need your prayers, guys. I need you guys to pray for me. I need you all to love me. Mm-hmm. I need you guys to pronounce incredible words over me and pray that the favor of the Lord is increased as his face shines upon me. And let's rescue these kids, man. Let's do it. And let's raise them in the admonition of the Lord. Let's go. Let's go. Amen. All right. I need to jump off into the rest of this because we're going to need to go behind the veil because I got to finish this thing at 2:00 today because at 2:30, I have a plane to catch.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
And I got to run straight from this thing to a plane. And I'm going to Tennessee.
Right, it'll be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I'm probably just going to sleep on the plane.
I hope you're able to sleep.
I am. I'm worn out, but it's good. It's a good worn out. I'm excited, and God Almighty's good, and he's doing incredible things. All right. Are you ready to get off into this?
Yeah, we're ready to go.
All right. So we're talking about Numbers That Preach. Mm-hmm. Numbers That Preach, my book, Numbers That Preach. This has been a 30-year journey for me to come out with this book. I came out with the first one 28 years ago or something, some crazy thing. And wrote the book, had the book for several years before I self-published it. And I got to stop. Beth Ann says that she was trafficked in the United States.
Wow.
She says, I was trafficked in the United States as a child. I was thankful I had Jesus from a young age to help me through it. Happy to be an open door where I can help rescue in whatever way I can. She says, God is amazing and there's hope. He sees everyone and he loves his children. Generations rescued. Yes, sir. So thankful. Praying for you, Papa Troy. Love you. Love y'all. Beth Ann. Call you blessed. And you know what? Look, she's a counselor. See, this is what happens, man. You rescue these people, they become rescuers.
Amen.
They actually do become rescuers. They do. Rescued people rescue people. Mm-hmm. I know what I'm talking about. It's real. All right. Okay, so let's do this thing. I want to go off into this. You've been a part of my ministry for over 10 years now, right?
Yes, sir.
Has it been over 10 years? It's been like 13 years.
It's going to be about,
Because I came here in 2013.
And we were here with Lighthouse when it merged with
you. So it's been at least 12 years. Wow.
About 12 to 13 years.
You were a child.
Mm-hmm.
And you were leading worship.
Yes, sir.
You were already full-blown ministry. You've always been such
a really
good
girl. Fun. And you would lead worship with us,
You've always been such a good girl. Everybody's so proud of you. You're such a good mama. You're such a good wife. Your kids are so awesome. Love your family.
My husband's still drumming for you. Yeah, well, for husband, the Lord, but for you.
Your husband is our drummer. If you guys watch ODX, if you guys watch Open Door, and see, he's the drummer.
Yes, sir. Yeah. I love it. God is good.
He's a cool dude, too. Entrepreneurial. Mm-hmm. Works his butt off. Always working.
He sure does. He never stops working.
Awesome dad. Awesome husband.
Got a good one.
Yeah, you did get a good one. You did get a good one, man. You did. Takes care of you guys. You guys are secure. He's a man of God. Of course, you won't let him not be a man of God.
There's no option.
Yeah, there's no option with you. No, you will be a man of God. He does get with that program. But I love your husband. I just absolutely love
him. No, we come from a very generational pastoral apostle.
Both of you do.
So
both of you
do. We can't run away from it. It caught up unto us, so we just gave in.
Yep.
We're like, we'll serve you, Lord, no matter what.
And you're killing it. You're killing it. So. You're killing it, Rebecca. So proud of you, man.
Love you guys.
Love you. Mm-hmm. So proud of you. All right. So what was I going to
talk about? Numbers, your book has been.
So this has always been a part of my ministry since you've been a part of this.
Yes, sir. Right?
Numbers That Preach and just understanding prophetic things concerning the number. On Sunday, I preached on the number 26. I'm doing a whole sermon series. That's just called 26.
That was good.
And like, what does 26 mean in the Word of God? And it has to do with the name Yahweh. And it also has to do with God revealing your destiny. Mm-hmm. It also has to do with God making you a king. This is the year of kings rising up.
That's good.
This is the year that people are going to realize that God has called them into kingship. Not just into serving, but actually into kingship. Right on. And it's the whole King David thing. And David was 26 generations from Moses. Mm-hmm. Moses was 26 generations from Adam. And David is beloved. Mm-hmm. And beloved is in the book of Song of Solomon, or David is in the book of Song of Solomon 26 times. Mm-hmm. And all of that stuff, it all goes together. It's all a big part of that.
Love it.
But I just like, hey, the most obvious way to hear God speak is to just stop and look at what is directly in front of you. So if you're like, okay, I want to be a prophetic person, okay? I want to have supernatural insight. I want to hear God speak on the inside. I want to hear God speak on the outside. I want to know what the voice of the Lord is. Whenever you see God speaking to Jeremiah, he speaks to Jeremiah and he says, what do you see? He's like, okay, you don't know what's going on. He's like, God, please tell me what's going on. He says, stop. And just, what do you see? And he's like, well, I see a tree and it's an almond tree.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, you did well. Okay. The word almond and the word fast in Hebrew is the same word. It's like, okay, I'm fasting right now, but it's not because it's going fast. It's two different meanings of the same exact word.
Yes, sir.
In Hebrew, the word for accelerated or fast or speeding up or making haste and the word almond are the same exact word. So he said, what do you see? And he said, well, I see an almond tree. And he said, yeah, and now I am hastening my word. So that's why he says that. Okay, so he said, so it's like, he should have, if you translated that into another way, you could say, he said, what do you see? I see a fast tree. Yeah, and I'm going to fasten, I'm going to make my word fast happen now.
Wow.
He said, so yeah, keep on looking around. What else do you see? He said, well, I'm boiling some water, you know, so I see a boiling pot of water. And he said, yeah, what else do you see? He goes, well, I'm starting to notice it's boiling over. But it's bullet over from the north to the south. And God said, thou seest well. He's like, yeah, I wanted you to see that. Because the Babylonians are coming over into Jerusalem, and they will bull over the walls from the north to the south.
Yeah.
Okay, there was a word just in the obvious thing in front of him. There was a way that the Holy Ghost could move upon it, and it be a profound word from the Lord.
Amen.
And so I always tell people, just what's going on directly in front of you? Like, you know, what is that? What is that? And to me, numbers. Like, if you want to know what God is speaking in the year 26, well, what does 26 mean? It's it. Like, start right there. And if you don't know what the numbers represent, you won't know what any of those things are. So I'm hoping that a lot of people will buy this book. I'm hoping it makes a profound difference in people's lives. I'm hoping that people will go and write a review at Amazon and put some stars on there. And now, what I'd like to do is, we got to go behind the veil.
Yes.
And when I go behind the veil, I'm going to answer questions on what does this number mean and what does that number mean.
Correct.
And that is exclusive for all of my Stage 2, Stage 3, and Lifetime partners at ODX.TV. So if you're watching on ODX, stay right there. Because I'm going to go directly to y'all, and we're going to talk about numbers, and you can ask me anything you want to know. I'm just going to be going through your questions, and I'm going to spend the next 30 minutes with you cats answering questions on what you want to know about numbers. All right, you take us out.
No, we're good. So if you are not partner with us, or Stage 2 or Stage 3, I want to encourage you to go to odx.tv. When you partner with us, we are able to rescue more children. So please, I want just to encourage you. And also, Pastor Troy is talking about numbers, and you're like, what in shenanigans is this? What's, like Troy says, what sorcery is this? It's not. God speaks to us in so many different ways. He speaks to me different from speaks to Pastor Troy. And I could testify that the Lord has been beginning to teach me and also show up in so many ways in numbers. I want to encourage you to seek the Lord in a different way. When you buy this book, when you purchase this study manual, the Lord will start to reveal himself in a new way, because you are doing something out of the ordinary. You're doing something that you probably would have never done. So when you seek him in a new way, he shows up in a new way. So we're not just selling a book. Let me tell you that when you buy this book, the Lord will show up in a whole new way. And I do believe that 2026 is a year is to fix things. It's a no pause year, and he's going to start fixing things. And I'm going to tell you, we're going to hear testimonies of numbers that preach will blow your mind. So go to odx.tv, go to troybrewer.com. And if you have not partnered with us at odx.tv. We'll be right back with you.
Human trafficking, the fastest growing international crime network that the world has ever seen. It's not just a global problem, it's our problem, and it's closer than you think. In just 4 years of open borders, our nation became a trafficking superhighway, resulting in over 350,000 kids just vanishing. It's time to say, not on our watch, not on our land, and not to our children. Our team of rescuers has spent the last 30 years rescuing and raising over 11,000 kids here in the U.S. and all over the world. We have over 51 safe homes and more than 4,000 children in our care right now. But we could have 10 times that. We just need your support. Please call now and join our team of rescuers. Call 877-413-0888 or go to troybrewer.com. Get in this fight today, because if we don't show up for these kids, nobody else is coming.